Well, how will you respond to this man? This man whose birth was like no other. A birth resulting from conception by the Holy Spirit. A birth that fulfilled ancient prophecy. A birth that was incredibly under the radar, yet brought three foreign wise men on a 1,000-mile trip to come and worship that newborn baby. His birth was like no other. Most people were completely unaware of it, and yet his birth was announced by angels. His birth was like no other. How will you respond to this man? This man who is powerful enough to calm a storm or even bring a person back to life, but who also is so gentle that children easily recognize him as good and loving and safe. This man who is incredibly patient, always waiting for just the right moment to act. A man who understands that it takes time for us to grasp the truths of his message and that we'll make mistakes along the way. He's a patient man. How will you respond to him? How will you respond to this man? This man whose love for you is so deep and whose mercy is so extraordinary that he would submit himself to be whipped and cut, beaten and spit upon, nailed to a tree and hung there until dead, all so that you could be saved. How will you respond to him? How will you respond to this man whose message of love and grace is unparalleled, but who did not mince words about the fate of those who refuse to repent of their sins? How will you respond? How will you respond to the one man out there who claims to be God? The one man out there who gives us hope that there is more than what we see, that there is more to come after this life, that there is a reason for all of this. The one man out there who can stir up within us an excitement that causes our hearts to burn, as well as a conviction that causes our eyes to well up in tears. How will you respond to him? We've been singing of his glory tonight, and that's because it is due him. If glory is earned through incredible achievements, then what about the achievement of creating the universe, of creating human beings, of creating mountain and canyon and sunsets and all those things that we call glorious when we see them? Of all beings, he is the most worthy of glory. All glory, all power belongs to him, and yet he will not force anyone to recognize it. Even here and now, tonight, he will not use his power to make us proclaim his glory on this Christmas Eve. It's up to us to recognize it and call it out. It's up to us in our lives to decide to spend regular time with him in personal prayer and Bible study. He won't force us to do it. It's up to us to prioritize church attendance in our lives so that we are regularly in worship of him, regularly being challenged by hearing the word of God preached, regularly being around other people who are also trying to live in his ways, people who can encourage us. It's up to us to decide to do all of those things. Though he is the most powerful of all beings, he will not force us to do any of them. He wants us to freely choose him. And so, how will you respond? How will you respond to a man who holds so much power, but who is interested first and foremost in being a humble servant? What will you do? As we celebrate another Christmas season and are about to enter into another year, new year in our lives, how will you respond to Jesus Christ going forward? Will you ignore him? Will you give him small priority in your life? Will you think about him only at Christmas and Easter? Or will you make him top priority in your life? Position number one. Will you allow him to absolutely revolutionize both who you are and where you are headed, both now and after you die? Will you ascribe the glory that is due to him and allow him to work in your life? If you do that, you will find that you also will start to become all of these things that we've been saying of him tonight. You will become more gentle and patient, more compassionate and merciful. More and more, you will find yourself acting with genuine humility and a willingness to serve. And you'll find that purpose in your life that you've been looking for, the realization of who you are and whose you are, that you are loved and valuable and worthwhile, that you can have hope and peace. This is the good news of Christmas. This is what the arrival of Jesus into the world meant and still means today. This man whose birthday we are recognizing this evening and tomorrow, he is a man like no other. Let us celebrate Jesus.